I know with the Chinese New Year, it's, you know, the year of the rabbit or the year
is
of
it?
The... No, I don't know if it's particularly this year, but you know how there's a year with Chinese New Year.
You're being very informative.
No follow-up questions, okay? But I reckon this year is year of the virtual. Like, everything is online, including what we're about to speak about now. General manager of Read the Play in front of the show, Michael Parker. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, guys.
How are you doing?
It has been an interesting year. And because a lot of what you do with Read the Play is going out to clubs and being face-to-face, that was off the table this year.
Sure was. Yeah, unfortunately, no sessions delivered this year with clubs out of action and COVID happening. So, yeah, different way of doing things. We've gone online ourselves. So, online learning modules and looking at different ways we can help the mental health of young people.
Talk to us about Read the Play. What is it that you do?
So we're a mental health education program for sporting clubs. So we go into local football netball clubs at the under 15 age group and deliver mental health education around signs and symptoms of mental illness, where to go for help if they need it, ways to talk to their mates if they think they're struggling, those sorts of things. So it's done all a little bit differently. It's not the usual classroom type setting. It's fun. It's games. It's sort of almost like a trivia night sort of set up. Yeah, they love it. It's loud. It's fun. but it's good fun. It gets the message across.
But it is a great way to do it because the guard's down. You're around peers and it's in a more relaxed environment and it's a bit more conversational as well because you've already got that barrier broken down, the investment in sport, you know, you've already got that connection as well. So it is a way to break through. And usually you would run a fundraising night, but hashtag Rona has not happened this year. So you are taking it online. So tell us about the event that's happening from December 1.
December 1, 12 days of Christmas. So we are going online with an auction of basically all the things that we were due to auction off at our fundraiser dinner in June, which didn't happen. So whole range of things, televisions, iPhone, MacBook, iPads.
Michael needs his office back.
Basically. Yeah. All starting at $1. So a really good opportunity for hopefully local...
Wow.
Get some Christmas presents and also support mental health within the region as
well. Absolutely, dig deep.
So is that each day something different or just like that goes for the 12 days?
This has been a bone of contention throughout. So they're all going online on the 1st and they'll be auctioned for 12 days. We thought maybe the 24-hour window might be too short for some of the items. So all online for 12 days. Yeah.
You'd be mad bidding towards the end each evening. If you know, each item was 7 o'clock, it would just be a free-for-all at about 6:50.
Oh, exactly right. And then dead for like a few-hour window.
Exactly.
All up online. And, of course, the money raised will be going back to support kids in our community as well, which I think is a really important part. It is an organisation that does support juniors right here in Geelong.
Yeah, well and truly. And it's sort of, you know, the sort of program that it's not so much reactionary. It's more trying to get in before they've got those issues, before they've got those problems, being able to support them so that if they do come up, they know where to go and get some support.
Absolutely. What an important message.
Yeah, so you can read more on that, readtheplay.org.au. Also check out the Instagram as well. That's where I sort of notice about the 12 days of Christmas. And make sure you bid, give generously, and treat yourself to something exciting for Christmas. Michael, thank you so much for stopping by.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Here's the Departure Lounge. Stamsy and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Geelong on the Surf Coast.